The drink you spilled all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. I tried to quit and get it home. The drink you spilled all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. I tried to quit and get it home.
say don't play with them scabs. It's safe to say I see the reason I'm bleeding out. I need you now. Closed lips make the mouth breathe his frown. Two's a team, three a crowd. 12th Street, I kept some lean around. Help me, it's been a minute since I seen a decent count. The wealth be the labor's fruit. The loop hold up the belt, G's felt. All praises due to juice, unobtainable. Like Tang in the booth, dark face on the news. Clouds gray on the move, on the way like the truth.
I said the dark face on the news, clouds gray on the move, on the way like the truth.
On the way like, yeah, clouds gray on the move, on the way with the.
Let me clear my throat. You guys know that one? I know you do. I know it. You know it. That's what it comes down to. Anyway, I know you, and you know me, more importantly. But for those that don't, whoever they might be, you're listening to DJ Block Party, all caps, no vowels, no spaces. A lot of people have been sending me pictures of, like, those lip tats. And what I'll say is that I'm impressed that you made something as long as that fit. And I'm beyond flattered. I know what lip tats can do to your job opportunities, so thank you. And I hope it was worth it. I assume it was, but I also hope it was, you know, like as the cherry on top. This is Ski Cops. You knew that. I knew that. The real cops, they don't know about us. And you know what? We'd like to keep it that way, so you guys keep that in mind. I'm flying solo, as they say in the biz tonight. For those of you that aren't in the biz, what that means is that I'm by myself in the radio station. For those of you that did already know that, I know, it's kind of obvious, but it's like, we want everyone to be on the same page here. Is that ridiculous of me? I don't think so. Anyway, how's your night going? Psych. I'm going to go back to the music because I'm loopy. And I'm just going to start chattering if I don't cut myself off. So that was just a little check-in. If you guys want to check in with me, I'm not saying I need a check-in, but it could be nice. That's just something to keep in mind. In the meantime, back to les tunes.
Yeah. Oh, darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
Believe me, darling, when you told me you didn't need me anymore, well, you know I nearly fell down and cried. When you told me you didn't need me anymore, well, you know I nearly fell down and died.
Hello.
Neither of your mics are on.
Okay. I thought I read them.
All right, we're back.
Briefly,
let's first catch you guys up through what we've been hearing so far. The first one, Charlotte Day Wilson, Doubt, Spotify single. I'll tell you, she's my absolute favorite singer right now. To Move On by Alex Eisenberg, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To by Helen Merrill and Quincy Jones, On the Way from the new Earl Sweatshirt album, Can't Keep Checking My Phone from the first Unknown Mortal Orchestra album, and the absolute power ballad, Oh Darling, by the Beatles, to bring us up to speed. And I've got a couple surprises for you guys. Earlier I was like, oh, wah, 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 I'm by myself in the studio. That was actually just a prank. You guys got. I'm no Ashton Kutcher, but I thought it was pretty good. And I have a follow-up surprise, which is that we've got brand new DJs in the studio, and it's one of them's half birthday.
Yes,
don't tell them which is which.
Yeah.
See if they can guess.
This is actually DJ Toad. I've been here once before.
Yeah, they remember you.
Yeah,
they could tell.
True.
The wavelengths are distinct when there's different guests, and they can tell which is which. So we've got DJ Toad, and we've got, this is what we call the lightning round for our new guest.
Right.
We're going to have a DJ name on the spot. It cannot be your real name. That's the only rule.
Can it be like DJ Bad Bitch?
Well, there's no swearing on the air. So anyone who heard that just now, you misheard.
Okay.
Especially the FCC.
Retake. DJ Half Birthday.
DJ Half Birthday.
So she gave it away. That's the one.
Oh, that's true.
Do they know, though? Can they distinguish our voices?
Oh, that's a good question.
True.
And what I'm wondering with DJ Half Birthday is, how do you spell it? Are there spaces? Are there capital letters? Is it 1 over 2?
Yeah.
Is it 0.5?
I would say 1 over 2.
Okay. And then a space and then birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it should be like no space.
I kinda,
1 over 2
like
birthday.
No spaces at all.
Yeah, yeah, no spaces
at
all.
Yeah, maybe birthday spelt like D-A-I.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like birthday.
Yeah, I like birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah.
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 And then the 1 over 2, is that like a 1 and then a horizontal line and then a 2, or like slashed and they're kind of in the same space?
It might be like Roman numerals 1 over
Whoa.
Slash Roman numerals. So for I birthday.
Yeah, that is really,
yeah,
really
DJ
pushing
half
the boundaries.
Yeah, DJ Half Birthday doesn't play around.
That's so true. And we appreciate that on Skeek Ops. We don't play around either. Anything on you guys' mind these days?
Well,
we're thinking about short hair.
We're thinking about short hair in the studio.
So, DJ Toad and DJ Half Birthday just cut their own
hair tonight.
We cut our own hair tonight.
Yeah, and it's empowering.
Yeah, we were watching this movie called Empire Records.
Give us a quick 3-sentence synopsis. If we could go Toad, Half Birthday, Toad, back and forth for the 3 sentences.
Okay. Do you want to kick it off or should
I?
I think Toad went
first.
So, teens in the 90s at a record store.
And they're all dealing with their personal interrelationship issues.
You think it's going to be really fun, but it's really messed up.
That's two sentences for those counting at home, but that's
no,
okay.
That was three.
Well, you guys
oh,
split
I thought we were
the
doing
first one.
One. Oh.
You could do three whole sentences
the
like that.
The third one
if
would
want.
Be like, but it ends on an optimistic note.
Yeah, I guess it's just that your sentence was just some teen friends in high school.
Yeah, you kind of left me hanging there.
Oh.
But that's okay, because I feel like the no, listeners, they know what it's about.
What matters is that they were playing some pretty cool music.
Uh-huh.
And you're drinking some red wine, celebrating the end of some of our, one of our big finals.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just inspired to cut our hair.
Yeah.
And I, DJ Toad, I used to have hair that I could, like, tuck into the front pocket of my jeans. And now it's,
Could or would?
I could.
But did you?
Yeah, sometimes, just as a party trick.
Did it land?
Yeah, like, I could... It in. I mean, I guess it was
I mean, like, did
shoulders.
It land as a party trick? Not like, did it
yeah,
land in your pockets?
Really, really impressed.
Yeah, it's impressive.
It's out, I'm impressed just picturing it, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, regardless. Anyways. I have, like, some bad posture, but anyways. so now it's just, like, the shoulders and DJ Half-Birthday.
Yeah, so I didn't want DJ Toad to, like, get too carried away.
I was thinking, like, right below the ears, but...
And I support you, but I want you to be cautious.
Be honest on the air. Tell us all.
Honestly, on the air.
Yeah, there's kind of like a truth law to when you come into this room.
Yeah.
It's literally like if you try to lie, it just can't even come out of your mouth.
No, I was trying to be like tactful and constructive about it, but I'll keep it real. I think that if DJ Toad cut her hair to the air, she might be like, I don't know, just a slightly less... objectively,
honest,
conventionally attractive young woman.
Yeah.
So and not to say that that would change anything important, but like she might not pull in the same way. Yeah.
She could be demolishing conventions, though, is worth considering.
And I completely am down with that. But like,
yeah, this girl in the movie you just watched shaved her entire
yeah,
head.
Yeah, she shaved
whoa.
Her head. It was like, cool.
Was it cool?
And this is coming from someone, DJ
after
Half
that?
Birthday.
We don't know.
Okay.
TBD, but
okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, DJ Half Birthday has cut her hair, like, above the jawline.
Everyone's doing this third person thing.
Well, I was trying to, like, make sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, okay.
I've had, like, hair, like, above the jawline, like, very short. And I must say, I kind of wished that someone said to me, like, hey, think about, like, what you're doing before you do it. So I was trying to give that respect to
you're paying it
too.
Forward. You're paying it for
it. Keeping it real.
Any of you listeners out there have any thoughts on this?
We're open-minded.
Yeah, if anyone's...
We're going to give you a couple minutes to chew on that with a little bit of white noise in the background. And what I mean by that is Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grade K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. And we need your help. And we need your help with the hair thing, too. Don't think you have to choose between these, because the hair thing's just tonight. Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts, that's forever. But at the same time, it only takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and maybe 15 minutes of free time right now to lend your input on DJ Toad's hair length, and you want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@soma, that's SOWMA.org, or DM us at Ski Cops on Instagram. Thank you for caring about our kids and our guests.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting to be pretty close to go back to the music time, but if you guys have any parting thoughts for this little intermission, they'd love to hear it. I can hear them out in the world being like, they've got such good things to say. Let's
Great.
Get more of that.
Great. You have any thoughts?
Yeah, I would like to say that I think DJ Toad will be fabulous no matter her hair length.
I think that too.
Birthday.
Yeah, everyone in the studio thinks that. Everyone out there just DM'd me and they were like, I don't know, she sounds cool. Because they, I mean, they haven't seen you, you know, but you do sound cool. That's
Thanks,
worth something.
Jobs.
Yeah, that's worth something. All right, get back to us.
Let's hit it.
You know where to find us.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Thank you. like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love, your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion, like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love, your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care.
What you want. Okay.
What's funny?
Okay, baby be calling me Hercules, cause the H on my waist, but this bitch here stand for Hermes. Okay, I did pop me a birthday, cause I heard it help with the pain, but just help my back aches. Okay, baby don't hurt me, let's begin after three, cause a nigga like foreplay. Okay, tripping like I just took a shit and clocked toilet. Captain Long John Silver, I'm gonna reel him in. Got on goat fur, cream color coat from Burberry's den. I'm a monster with a nice watch on him, not been 10. I'ma go get everything Mother Earth transcends. Drop it on my car. I'm a hot nigga, no pot. Niggas still getting buns, hot dogs. Niggas not fucking with your coleslaw. Please take shelter, spitting like I pronounce letter B. Too hard, sir. Spooning your bitch like I just pulled out eight yogurt. Three bitches, three different colors. Powerpuff girl, sir. What's the word?
Yeah.
She gotta go through him just to get to me. Yes, I'm the middleman. Woken a bitch, she choking a bitch, she blowing like a ceiling fan. What's the color on that bitch? Remind me of Jacket on the killer cam. Am I making green eggs and ham? Bitch, you know I am. Drop it on my car. I'm a hot nigga, no pot. Niggas still getting buns, hot dogs. Niggas not fucking with your coleslaw.
Woke up to a good life, baby. Getting chicken, bitch, you know I'm crazy. Watching me, what you see, dumb as HD. Shining brighter than a smile on my own seat.
Hawaiian punch a nigga that be tryna play me.
Hold up, I just pulled up in a new Mercedes.
Play with a pussy, wanna play with a pussy. Come get a hooky, baby, come get a hooky. I wanna fuck it, baby, I wanna fuck it. If we not fucking, baby, come get a puppy. Play with it, 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 play with it. Touch it, work it, you can date it. If you like it, you can name it. Touch it, work it, you can date it. If you like it, you can name it. Play with it, play with it, play with it. Play with it, play with it, play with it, play with it.
Tomboy, you can have it, but you want it automatic. Tomboy, you can have it, but you want it automatic. Tomboy, you can have it, but you want it automatic. Tomboy, you can have it, but you want it automatic.
Play with a pussy, wanna play with a pussy. Come get a hooky, baby, come get a hooky. I wanna fuck it, baby, I wanna fuck it. If we not fucking, baby, come get a puppy. Play with it, 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 play with it.
You can play, get away all night. We saw guys, just come inside. I'll be there if it's what you like. If it's what you like.
Get a hooky, baby, come get a hooky. I wanna fuck it, baby, I wanna fuck it. If we not fucking, baby, come get a puppy. Play with it, play with it, play with it, play with it, play with it.
Anyway, you guys know about how sometimes when you're like running for the train and then you get there and you're like, oh, I'm actually way on time right now. And then the train is behind and they get there and they're like, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard. We got 20 seconds before we have to be at the next stop. That ever happened to you guys? With the conductor like leaning out the window being like, get on this train as fast as you can.
I've never been like,
yeah, all the time.
Train.
You never been on a train?
We don't really have trains where I'm from.
Okay, that's fine.
but I believe you.
Yeah, well, it happens all the time. And I'll tell you what in particular is when Tom Hanks is the conductor of the train, it's like, he's busy. He's got a lot to do.
Oh, I hate Tom Hanks.
Well, I actually have a funny little anecdote about Tom Hanks. And if you're listening right now in the little front caboose of the train where you steer from, this isn't a critique of you per se, but I was reading a lot of articles the other day about how the Polar Express, the inspiration for this entire mode of transportation, was actually really poorly received because it was like really creepy. People thought it was super creepy. There's this whole thing. I actually wrote a whole paper about how this whole thing where the people in the movie like move like people, but they look like 2004 computer graphics because they did motion capture instead of animation. And people hated it. And Tom Hanks in particular, people thought was so creepy.
No, I've
heard awful reviews
of the Polar Express.
I don't like the Polar Express.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Never seen it.
I would say now that I've done this.
I haven't had the urge to after all that I've heard.
Yeah. After all this learning I've done, I would say it's okay.
Well, now I kind of have to watch it because I'm hearing about all it and I'm so curious.
You should watch highlights maybe, but not the whole thing.
Yeah.
Luckily, the real life Tom Hanks, he's lovely and he makes bomb silk pajamas with your DJ name embroidered right there on the chest. Yeah. I want to reiterate for those of our less experienced fans out there that even though Tom Hanks is the captain of this train, he's not the guy that says, "I'm the captain now." He was already the captain.
Yeah, I remember that movie too. It's like called
Captain Phillips. It's called Captain Phillips.
I don't know. Something
it's fantastic.
I know, like, no one has ever... Okay, maybe one person ever has agreed with me about this, and I don't even recall who it is. I'm going to send out a poll to my friends.
Do it.
About this, but, like,
I'm going to just tell Tom to cover his ears for now, because he's...
He's definitely listening.
He's definitely listening, and
fudge.
I like him a lot, and we've been working with him for years, and it's gone pretty well.
Yeah. I'd like to meet him and give him peace.
Well, you can right now. He comes around to every seat on the Sleepy Town Express that we're climbing aboard right now.
Right.
And individually greets everyone. Sometimes he's got like a little sonnet he's written about specific guests.
Man.
No, not in real life. Yeah, he's just a nice guy. He spends all week making the hot chocolate for tonight, and you're just going to dump it on the ground? You're going to take his hot chocolate and spit it out?
I've watched interviews with the guy. I've, like, watched so many movies of his, and just there's something rousing wrong.
Okay, well...
And I'd encourage all of you out there to just... really form your own opinions on it.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, going in, trying to be neutral.
Yeah.
Never given this much thought to Tom Hanks.
Sure.
Because you've accepted the...
And I guess what I'll say is that to all of you out there who know DJ Block Party well, you've been working with Tom Hanks. You've let him guide you to Sleepy Town for the last 4 years in a row. So, you know, if one guest on the show's opinion is going to sway you, then that's totally fine because we're open-minded. But on the other hand... we love him and he loves us. So, you know.
Shout out to you, Tom.
Shout out, Tom. We're going to take off. The train's leaving the station. Like I said, we got 20 seconds to get to the